Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody, and good evening or good night. I mean, it's early where I am. So anyway, welcome to Free Psychic Readings Wednesday with Lenis and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We request one question per caller, please. We decided to add a second show, y'all, during the week because we had such a high demand for readings. So don't forget daily readings from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on theessenceofsuccess.com. When you go to the website, just click on Psychic Readings and you got us. If you desire a more personal, intimate reading, go to the website and we'll be more than glad to help you. Our personal readings are private, just like a doctor, never to be discussed, but with clients who is requesting. So thank you for joining and supporting the show. The chat room is open. You're more than welcome to go in there. Miss Anna's in there today. She's the lady that does life coaching. So just to give her a little kudos there. If you're interested in need some coaching in life, and also she is a psychic, Anna McKinney is the one to see. If you shoot me a note on Facebook, the Essence of Success Radio Network, go to messaging and tell me that you're interested in doing some life coaching, and she'll be more than glad to help you. I'll tell you one thing, y'all, her prices are reasonable. So if you're about ready to retire or you want to do a big change, she's the lady to talk to. Okay, also, Nina's not with us today because it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Nina. She's out enjoying with her family and friends. I am so happy for her. I also have three birthdays. Happy birthday to Joan, my girlfriend in South Carolina. And also birthday for Nina, we know that, and birthday for Miss Scotty Lowe. So happy birthday, everybody. Also, next new moon, you know, this month we have two new moons. So the second one is the 30th, which is next Friday. But the good news is tomorrow is the last day of Mercury retrograde. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad that we are going to be out of that mofo. So anyway, tomorrow is the last day, and this weekend we should turn back to being normal, and by Monday we should be A-okay. Everything is going fine. So that's all that I have, and like I said, Nina's not with us tonight because she's with her family celebrating her birthday. Okay, so we are going to begin our first caller. Area code 512, you're first up. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. Who's this?
My name is Melissa.
Marissa or Melissa? Melissa.
Melissa with an L.
Okay. Hi, Melissa. How are you doing today, young lady?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Oh, I'm doing terrific. So what can I answer for you today,
awesome.
Young lady?
I have I am a massage therapist, and I also do real estate. However, I've only really been in the leasing end of real estate, and there's just zero money in that. And I live in Austin, Texas, and I could make a killing doing the buying and selling end of real estate. But I'm just having a really difficult time getting clients to be able to do that. So I'm wondering if you have any insight into that. Do I need to switch brokers? Do I need to do something specific? Like, I don't know what to do.
No, you don't need to switch. And why you're having the challenges is because you're in Mercury retrograde. So people are kind of confused about what to do or how to act. It's kind of a contradictory time for 3 weeks. So tomorrow's the last day. Thank you, God. So what I would do, don't do any changes. I know. Whew, this has been a good Lucy for the last 3 weeks. Anyway, I wouldn't change because now that we're going back normal, thank you, that by Monday, go back now and talk to those different folks or whoever that, you know, you're interested in for buying and selling, and it'll go your way now, Melissa. It'll go in your direction. So just weather through this weekend, after tomorrow, and Monday, do it all over again, and this time you'll see changes in the people, that they'll be interested in what you have to say and what you want to do. Okay?
Well, but that's the thing. This has been ongoing for a long time, not just during Merc and Ret. I mean, I don't have any clients, and I don't know how about going to get – I don't know how about obtaining any.
Have you thought about distributing flyers or even going on the social networks, Google, Facebook, or Twitter, or even LinkedIn? LinkedIn is the professional one. And announce that, you know, you're an available real estate agent, and if you live in this area, contact me if you're looking for a home or buying a home. So that's one way, or quite a few ways, four ways, if you want to hit all the
mm-hmm.
social media. And the flyers is
mm-hmm.
just for, like, you know, when you're out and about, maybe grocery shopping or going for a cup of coffee, have one of those flyers with
mm-hmm.
you and leave it with the business or even businesses in that area, because you're looking at residential, but who's to say? You might get the opportunity to buy or sell for someone commercial real estate. So that just,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're touching on that too. Yeah, besides just the family or residential. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think you do good. That's what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing any negativity around you. In fact, I actually see a light over your head. So that tells me that next week it'll be totally different than what you've been dealing with. So things are going to work out in your behalf. I would say by October, that'll be your month to start making profit. You'll see returns.
Yay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am, you will.
Perfect.
Okay,
thank
and I'm seeing
you.
About the third week. Third week you should receive money, but prior to that you'll have things in play so that you'll have a check coming in by the third week.
Perfect.
Okay. Let
Thank
me know
you
how
so
you're
much.
Doing. I see good
it.
Stuff for you. Yes, ma'am.
Yay.
Thank you for calling.
Awesome.
And you have a wonderful
Thank
week.
You.
And I'm going to say congratulations because I know you're going to do good. I can see it. So congratulations. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Have a blessed night.
You too, young lady.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller. Area code 702. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig. Thank you so much for taking my call tonight.
Hi, Craig. Well, welcome to the show, young man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, actually.
Okay.
Well, my question for tonight is, I just relocated in Atlanta about 8 weeks ago for a job. I used to work at this particular location before, and things didn't go where they end, so I left and went other places, and I came back. And the reason why I came back, because my former boss, who I had a great relationship with, had an opening, and I decided to come back. And working with him has been great, but his assistant, I'm not getting too many positive vibes for her, and it's just like the emails she writes me, the interactions I have with her, has been very negative. And I just want to know, how do you see me working out in that location?
you know what? You are doing really good, and that man sees that. Trust me. He sees that you're doing good, and he knows this particular employee is a problem. What I'm going to tell you, Craig, is first off, get you a little container. Do you have sea salt in the house?
Say again?
Or do you use sea salt? C-S-E-A salt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay. And once you find a little container that you can put in your pants pocket, you know, just something small, like even a old prescription bottle or, I don't know, just anything little that is not noticeable. Nobody knows it but you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Put that on your person. This will keep her negative behavior away from you. In other words, when she talks to you, it'll be a strain. She ain't going to know why, but you're being protected by that sea salt. So that's the first thing. Put that on your person. Let's see. Yeah, because you're doing good. It's her. What can we do about her? I can't tell you that. That would be bad.
Because my boss pretty much promised me if I do well, he'll promote me. But
and he will. He
okay.
will. He likes you. He likes you. I get nothing but good vibes off of him, benevolently.
Mm-hmm.
So spiritually, too, not just the physical aspect of the man, but spiritual. Yeah, but he knows this woman's a problem. Now, how
okay.
is he going to deal with it? I don't know, but you got the sea salt to prevent that negativity from coming to you. But also, Craig, I would pray and ask God to remove her from the situation, but also to find her another gig somewhere else. So not only do you want her out of your environment, but bless her that she'll find something somewhere else and leave.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's toxic. I can feel it. She's a toxic individual. That's just somebody, she's insecure about herself, you know. And so, you know, like the old saying, misery likes company, right? Just because they
yes.
feel ugly and nasty, they want to make you feel that way. Well, that's going to stop. And she come up on you now with that sea salt, it'll be like, you know, it's like, bam. It just, she got stopped in mid-sentence. Like, she don't know why, but it's just
right.
that your protection is like, uh-uh, babe, it ain't happening here. Go somewhere else with that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You see things working out for me.
Oh, yeah. I see good things for you. And it is, you're where you're supposed to be, Craig. Believe that. And you will excel where you're at. So you're doing a good job. You're doing fine. You're impressing that guy. You're doing really good. And I do see you being promoted. So it's like a fast track for you. Her, on the other hand, you just need to, you know, get her out the mix. But you want to do it the right way. Yeah, that's why I'm saying bless her that she finds a job somewhere else, but ask God to move her out of your environment so that peace can prevail. You know what I mean?
Okay. Because
yeah.
I just think there's a lot of disorder and things, and I'm trying to bring light so I can help and be for help to everybody. But it is like every time I address those issues, the finger gets pointed back at me all the time, you know, as if I'm the problem. And so it's.
No.
I'm all about excellence, you know?
It's not you. Mm-mm. It's not you, babe.
Okay.
It's just her. You know, it's too bad that people are not happy in their lives, that they want to cause, you know, chaos and stuff in another person's life. And that's just because they're not happy. You know, when people do that, it's because they're not happy with themselves. Like I said, misery like company. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So we're just going to move her. I'll be praying, too. We're just going to move old girl out the way.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and let me know how it goes, but the salt should protect you. You could even, in your desk, bring another container and put it right there in your desk drawer because ain't nobody going to bother. They'll think it's, huh?
That's exactly what I planned to do.
Oh, well, right on. Brother, you on the right page. Go on with it then. You on the right page. Okay. Well, like I said, I'll be praying, too, that she finds another place, yeah, another job.
Yeah, bless her, Lord. Bless her.
Yeah, if we got to do it the right way. We want to get them out of our life, but yet still we want them to go on with a blessing, right? Because we
exactly.
don't want that karma back on us. What we really want to do is get the hell up out of here and don't come back, you know. But we can't say that, Greg. We can't
exactly.
We're good people.
Yeah. You have to do it righteously.
Yeah, amen, brother. We're good people. All right, well, congratulations, and I'm wishing you the very best, all right?
Thank you very much. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, thank you, and you have a wonderful week, young man. Okay, next caller, area code 561. You're on the air with Lenis. Who's this?
Hi, Lenis. This is Lena. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Lena?
Good. I wanted to ask you, I started a job and seems to be going pretty well, and they are talking about promoting me already, so I just wanted to see what you see about this job for me.
Oh, okay. Did you want to tell me the company, or would you rather just need to focus
TMZ.
On?
TMZ?
Oh, TMZ.
No,
TMZ. Okay.
TMZ.
Like Tom Michael George?
Right.
Okay. All right. Oh, I see there's some craziness. Sometimes it's they're not always organized correctly. Yes. I see you going up a ladder. So, yes, you're going to get a promotion. Because I see you walking up the ladder and you haven't got to the top yet, but you're still walking up this ladder, these steps. So, yes, you're going to get a promotion. It's good. I think they just need to be a little bit more organized. If you might could help them.
Yeah, I am trying to help them.
Okay, yeah, for them to be organized. Because the company's not that bad. It's just it seems dysfunctional from somebody from the outside. So if it looks like that from the outside, you want to change it internally. Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
yes,
they,
you're going to get a promotion.
Already,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm trying to get my license back. They even paid for it, so I was just, I mean, there's just, they seem like they're a little, they really are impressed with me and so fast, and I mean, when do you think this promotion will come?
October.
Wow, that's fast.
About a couple of weeks. Yeah, yes, yes. Remember I said they're disorganized. And if you're helping them with that, that's why you'll get the promotion fast, because you're trying to get things in order
so the company can
function at full capacity. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have
you're
a lot
good
of
at that.
Yeah, I am good at that.
Mm-hmm. I see that. And they definitely can benefit from your skills and education and experience, believe me. This company can, so yeah.
There's a lot of weird people that work there. I don't even know how they're still working there. I don't know. I don't understand. They just seem strange to me that some of the people work there.
Well, you know what you do. Put some sea salt in your pocket and just pray for them. If that's not the right job for them, that they move and go to a place where they are needed and want it, you know, it'd be better for them.
Yeah, I mean, I.
So, but in the meantime,
long time. I mean, this. I mean, I just hope that they are really generous with me as far as raise, because I just, you know, I work very hard and I'll move on if I'm not compensated.
Yeah, well, like I said, you will be promoted, and that's something you need to negotiate on your raise. You know, if you want 50 cents or $5 more per hour.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
That's possible. I see you negotiating because I see you across the table talking to this guy. So you can negotiate your salary, your raise. But you will be promoted. And it's because of your organizational skills more than anything. They help them get back on track.
Oh, yeah, I'm very good. I mean, they're even talking about putting me on another property because we're a property management company and they work on a lot of properties. But I just don't want to take on more than I can handle. I don't like to work like I can't get totally stressed out. I'd rather do things right and have, you know, I just don't want to get so many
properties.
Yeah. I don't want to do so many properties.
Well, you're on the right path. You're on the right path. Like I said, your organizational skills is what's really needed right now with them, and you're doing a good job.
Oh, so, yeah. I'm really, I mean, I'm excited because I had a job from home that I just left, so I'm just very grateful that I did find a decent job. I was just a little scared during Mercury retrograde, but.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's the last day. We're out of it, Lena.
Yeah.
We're out of it. Yeah.
I know there's been a lot of communication. This one has been really bad because it was in Virgo, my opposite sign, so I had a hard time with this Mercury retrograde.
Oh. Well, we're coming out of it now, so think positive. After tomorrow, this weekend, it'll start going back normal. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and I wish you the very best, and congratulations on your promotion, young lady.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
How about that? Bye-bye. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings. On a Wednesday with Linus and Nina. Well, you got a half of us. Nina's birthday. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And I don't see any questions in the chat room, so I will be going back periodically checking. And thank you, Life Choice, for being in there. Okay, next caller is area code 239. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lana.
Hi, Lana. And, how's it going?
Hi.
I'm sorry.
I said hello. Hi.
Oh, hi. Lana, correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah. Mhm.
So how are you doing today, young lady?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I have a question. And I recently changed in terms of a job. And I relocated by choice, and I'm, you know, it was a major decision, and it's temporary. It's not, you know, not permanent. I traveled far to be here. But my question is, you know, it's entirely new to me, and I, you know, I'm wondering if you see how this is going to work out for me.
Your permanent job is in that city that you're in. I see permanent. So you may be working a temporary right. You may be working a temporary position right now, but I see a job coming up for you that's permanent. So what I'm going to tell you is, while you are working the temporary, please put your applications in for a permanent position wherever.
You mean in
In
the same area that I'm in?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Really?
Mm-hmm. Or a city close to you. If it's not right there in that town, it's a city close to you. The next city over from where you live,
township. I'm working in the next town, and I'm supposed to be here for, I made a commitment for a year at least.
Okay.
And I didn't really intend to stay longer than that, except maybe on a part-time basis going back and forth.
Well, your permanent position is, it'll come up. It'll come up in October, around the end of October, just before Halloween. So if I were you, I'd start applying right after Friday. I mean, in fact, starting Monday, start applying for permanent positions, because not only do I see you getting a job, it's good bennies, good benefits. So that's what I'm
really?
Telling you to apply. Yes. Yes. Apply.
Well, I want to go back to Florida. I don't want to stay here.
That's your choice, darling. That's your choice.
My choice, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, well, I chose to come up here, and I'm not really sure why. I mean, I know why, but I left... You know, I left everything behind, and I'm like wondering what I'm doing.
You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. This is what you created, to come up there and start a new life. So you got the temporary, now go for the permanent position. Even though economics are tough and we're in the election year, you will find a permanent job. and shortly, and I mean less than another month, 30 days won't pass before you get hired in a permanent position. And the only reason why you don't is because you didn't go for it.
Right.
Okay.
All right,
Lana.
All right, well,
I'm wishing you the best. You're most welcome. Have a wonderful week, young lady. Okay, 901 got bumped down, so I don't know why that happened. But 901, I'm going to take your call right now. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Lynn, this is Anne. I'm listening, love. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay,
I'll go back. Okay, next caller. Area code 323, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Yvette. I usually listen to you on Sunday.
Oh, well, thank you. Did you just want to listen today, or did you have a question?
I have a question.
Oh,
I would love a general love reading, if that's okay.
A general love reading. Okay, now, Yvette, are you talking to anybody right now?
Nope. I think people think they wish they could talk to me, but you know, some weird stuff like that. But I'm not interested in any of them. There might be one kind of, but there's I'm just open. I'm open.
Okay, well, let me tell you, there's a guy that you're gonna meet real quick, probably this weekend. He's a bum.
Okay.
The angels are telling me so strongly. He may look good, smell good, you'll never know. But he's a bum. So don't get persuaded.
I met someone like that already.
Okay, well then, you know, delete.
I know
delete
how to delete
him.
Real quick. Yeah, oh, he already said delete it.
Okay, well, they showed him, but they were most evident about, no, she doesn't need to be with him.
Oh,
okay,
hallelujah.
Let's see who else. Yes, you did good. Let's see who else is coming up. Oh, I get a dark man. He's dark, but he could be, I want to say Latin. Latin and like from South America, Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now they're telling me Brazil. Okay, so I guess you are going to meet him. You're going to meet a gentleman from Brazil, and it's going to be around the Halloween period.
Okay.
You know, like the week of Halloween, you will meet him. And it looks like it's some event. So if it's a party or dance or something like that, you will meet him. Now, for you to know who he is, when he talks, his language is still strong. It might be kind of hard to understand him.
God.
You know, when he speaks to you, you'd be like, huh? I didn't understand what you said. But anyway, yeah, but he's Spanish, and he's from South America. What else? He also has a friend with him. So when you meet him, you're going to meet his friend, too. And they're both single. He has no children. Yeah. They're showing me again the party setting.
And he has a green card.
On him. Does he? Yvette, stop it. Yeah, he does. Hey, no harm in asking, sister.
I knew
you'd
like that.
Ain't no
just
harm in asking.
Real,
be for
like
real,
you.
Okay? I love it because, you know, I shoot from the hip, so I love it. Yeah, he does have his green card. He's been here for a number of years. You could almost just call him American, but it's just that it's thick when he talks. So I'll put it like that. His accent is thick. That way you'll know him when he comes up to you two meet. He's a good guy.
Okay.
He's a good guy, and he is interested in you. Now, I'm going to tell you, I see y'all exchanging phone numbers, and he might be kind of slow to respond, but don't worry about that. He's just a little shy, but he will be calling you. You know, he might call, and you may not hear from him for a few days and like, well, what's up with that guy? No, he's going to call you again. That's just him being a little shy.
Okay.
But he is a good person and works, got a foundation. I see him wearing a suit to work.
Okay.
He works for a corporation. I don't know what he does. It's not computers, but Oh, HR. He's in HR. Oh, with a thick accent like that? Mm. Okay, Angel. Mm. But anyway, he works in HR, so he works. He's got a foundation, which is good. And he's a good-looking fella. Good-looking
to boot,
too.
Excellent.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
So look for him the week of Halloween.
Okie dokie.
Anytime that week, if you go to little parties or whatever it is, keep your eyes open, your antenna up, and focus.
Okay.
He will be there.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing I can do to miss him anyway, because if he's meant to be, it's meant to be, right?
Amen. And you
Thank
are going to meet him, Yvette.
Excellent.
Call me back, girlfriend, and tell me
I
what
will,
you
Edie.
Think of this man.
I will.
He's going to be a little different, but he'll be a fun character.
What kind of different?
Well, you know, his humor, because he's Latin.
Okay.
What he may think is funny, and he falls out, hee-hee, ha-ha, you're looking at him like, huh?
Oh, I've had one of those guys before, yeah. That's like, okay,
yeah.
Really?
And it's not that you're being mean. You don't mean any
no,
harm.
No, absolutely
it's
not.
Just our humor and their humor may be a little bit different, so in that perspective. But that's okay. At least you can laugh. You know, laughter is good.
That's important.
So.
That's important.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Cool.
All
and
right.
he's chivalrous.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep you posted.
And he loves sex. Yvette, he loves sex. Okay, so anyway, I wish you the very
best. Monogamy and sex go good hand in hand very nicely.
Okay. I didn't know whether to tell you that or not, but yeah, he's a lover.
Sounds good
not
to me.
Not a player, though. Okay.
That's
he's
good.
Not a player.
Okay.
But he is a lover. Okay.
Yay.
All right.
Keep posted.
He bet you a hot mess. You call me back.
Emily, have a good night. Bye.
You too, darling. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week, young lady. All right. Area code 404. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is T.
Hi, T. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
What's wrong, babe? What's going on? Okay.
I just wanted to know about my love life.
Okay. Are you seeing anybody, T?
No,
Okay. Who's the man in the background? Is it your baby's daddy? I see a man with two kids.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't have any kids.
Okay. Because I see a man behind you, but he's got two little kids. Maybe somebody tried to talk to you that had children, or has children, excuse me.
Can you see an image of him?
Well, that's what I'm looking now, because that guy popped right up when I, you know, was matching my spirit
is
to
his,
yours. That's why I thought it was him.
His name is Dave.
Could be. They're not telling me definitive. It just could be. Or David. But that's not the one that I'm looking at for you. This guy popped up behind you. Okay, let's see who's out there, T. What is Blankenship? Do you know somebody named with the name Blankenship? God, why does that sound familiar to me? It's somebody's their last name. His last name is Blankenship. Let me write that down. Blankenship. Wow. First time that's happened. Okay, the guy's last name is Blankenship, so you know that much now. When are you going to meet him? Oh, definitely after the holiday. Now they're telling me maybe around Thanksgiving, but it'll be between the holidays. Okay, between Christmas and New Year's, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you will meet this man. And he comes from Louisiana. Oh, boy. Come on, spirit. It's coming through good. People may look at him and think that he's slow, but he's not. He's very smart, very intellectual. Maybe just talk slow because he's from Louisiana. I don't know, but he's quite intelligent. the universe is waiting to bring this guy to you. Why they're doing it between the holidays, because it's something you need to finish up between now and Thanksgiving. So whatever that is, maybe something something within you that you need to clear up or clean up, and then the universe will bring this guy right in. But it's being blocked and delayed right now because it's something you need to do within yourself. You know, or if there's anybody following you, you need to get rid of, so that this other guy can come in. But like I said,
I've cut so many people off, and this is one guy. I don't know if it's him. His name is Blake, and he keeps popping up, and I keep.
Okay, what's his name? Ray, R-A-Y?
Great.
G-R-E-G. Is it that? Greg, G-R-E-G, right?
Yeah.
Or Craig. It's Greg, G-R-E-G.
G-R-E-G.
Okay. Okay, he is interested in you. One, he's interested for a girlfriend. He's interested in having sex with you. Is this a long-term relationship? It's going to take a lot of communication. He's kind of immature in some ways. So it's going to take... Okay. Well, I just want to let you know what I'm seeing about this guy. This is going to take a lot of communication. Because he's stubborn sometimes, and sometimes he just doesn't listen when he should.
Yeah, exactly.
If I were you, I'd wait on this Blankenship guy that's coming up between Thanksgiving and Christmas to get
his
serious.
His last name is Blankenship?
Blankenship. This is a gentleman's last name. So remember that.
Blankenship.
And he's Blankenship, and he's not coming up till between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay. Is he going to be in the up north area, or am I moving?
No, you're going to meet him with the area that you live, this guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to meet him where you live in that city or state, but he lives in that area.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't try and figure it out. Let the universe bring it to you. Let it be a nice present.
Okay.
So anything between now and then, remember you're a queen. Watch them peasants, girlfriend. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, T. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Thank you for calling. Okay, next caller. Area code 646. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon, Linus. My name is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Terrific. What can I answer for you, young man?
First of all, thank you for taking my call. And the question that I have for you is I just wanted to know, on Friday I'm going to have a conversation with my landlord about the payment arrangements for the rent. I'm a little behind on rent. And I've wanted to make a slight change to it so that I could, you know, give him all the money once a month, as opposed to me sending in all the checks all at once. Is he going to accept that, or is he not going to accept it?
He's going to go for it, but I tell you, he's a little bit of a stinker. Your landlord, and you maybe already know that. But, yeah, because as you were talking about him, I got a headache in my temple. So that tells me he ain't on the up and up. Yes, he will. He might say, I'm going to be honest with you, Anthony, he might say a couple of things that might piss you off because you're trying to compromise and work with this man.
Yeah.
But don't let it send you out in the left field. In fact, talk to him on Friday because tomorrow's the last day of Mercury retrograde, so it can turn around in your favor. So don't ask him today or tomorrow. Wait till Friday and then, you know, ask him. But, yes, he will. But he's going to say a couple of smart things. It's really unnecessary. It's not even called for. But, you know, people, they think they got one up on you. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they feel like they can talk to you any kind of way. But you'll know.
Yeah,
but he is going to work with you. It will work out.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that. Thank you for your time.
Yes. You might think, Anthony, I see you in about a year and a half moving from there. You're not going to be there much longer, about a year and a half. Yeah, to move from there. And it's going to be because there's a new love in your life. And so you two are going to move in and live together.
Wow.
Yep. But it's a year and a half from now. So just look at this as a temporary basis. You ain't going to be there forever and a day. It's just somewhere for you to live right now to get you through, because the best is yet to come. Because I see a woman in your future, and you two, it's either you rent either a duplex or a condo, but it's nice. But the two of you do it together, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So sorry it's a year and a half away, but that's okay. That gives you time to do your thing, whatever that may be. After a year and a half, you'll be ready to settle down, and God will send you that woman that's designed for you.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Yes. So keep on doing what you're doing. You're trying to do right. People know it. Just don't let them take your kindness for weakness, Anthony, okay? You're a nice person. You got a beautiful spirit, but don't let people use you. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve. You know, it's like, no, I don't think so. Talk to the hand, because I ain't trying to understand.
So, definitely.
Yeah, you're a good man. So, but yeah, sorry to be so long before the right woman comes along, but it'll be worth the wait. I promise you that it will be worth it. She'll be what you dreamed of. Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. Wow.
Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah. So with the other thing, yeah, it'll be fine. Just kind of bite a hole in your lip. Maybe say something and then bite a hole in your lip and just say, God, get me out of here. I got a year and a half. Meet my wife, so get me out of here. Yes, indeed. Okay, Anthony, is there anything else?
Do you see anything with sports at all, or that's about it?
Yeah. That's about it. Yeah, that's about it. All right. Well, thank you for calling, and I'm wishing you the very best, which I know will happen. So congratulations, and look to hear from you again. Have a wonderful week, Anthony.
You too.
Okay. Next caller, area code 631. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good. My question, I had two of them. One is, do you see me getting a teacher aid job soon? And second, when do you see a man coming into my life?
Okay. I'm only supposed to do one question, so let's ask about the job. What do you want to know, when you'll be a teacher?
When do you see me getting a teacher aid job?
A teacher's aid job. Ooh, church came up real quick. Wonder is that? Well, yeah, because some churches have schools attached to the church. I just thought about that. Well, it's Catholic.
I never applied to any Catholic schools.
Well, there's always a first, huh? Yeah.
Hmm.
I see you working for a Catholic school as a teacher's aide.
When?
And it's attached to a church. I would say start next week. Put your applications in.
I don't even know of any churches. I mean, in the past, I put in like a year ago, but I didn't put any Catholic schools now.
Well, look up on the internet that's in your area. Find out what churches are in your area that have, or in the city that you live in, that have schools attached to the church. Because they are looking for help. Wherever this church is, they are looking. It looks like I'm seeing farmland. I don't know why I'm seeing that. That's where this church is located, near farmland. But anyway, they are looking for assistant teachers. And it's definitely a paying job because it's a school.
Now, did I apply to it in the past maybe? Or?
No. This is your first time applying.
So you see in a couple of days I'm going to get a call? Or
No, I don't see you getting a call in a couple of days. I see you probably by Monday starting to put out applications, yes. A call back on what?
To get a job, to get an interview.
Because you've already put applications out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, next week, Tuesday or Wednesday, I see you receiving a couple of calls on Tuesday and Wednesday about past applications.
Do you see me getting the jobs, those jobs?
Let's see. Your choice. They're going to offer it to you. Your choice. So I don't know which one you're going to take. But they're telling me it's your choice. So I guess whichever one that you feel comfortable at, or you want to work for that particular school or
maybe I'll wait for the applications at the Catholic school. Because if I'm going to get calls Tuesday and Wednesday, or Monday and Tuesday.
Yes, but still, that doesn't stop you from putting applications in. Who's to say that even if you start working for that particular school, that that's where you're going to be happy at? You might decide that you want to go to another school and work at.
Okay.
So, yeah. So keep your options open. Even if you accept any either one of those positions next week when they call, keep your options open. Because, hey, how do you know they might pay more than where you're going?
So they're going to call just for interviews next week?
You're getting those two calls next week are from applications that you've already put in. And they're now calling you back.
They're going to call me to interview?
Yep.
All right, good. Yeah, because it's
going to
be an interview.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'm wishing you the very best, but I think you're going to be working for a Catholic school.
Thank you for calling, Suzanne. All right, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Suzanne. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Next caller is area code 702. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, it's Craig again. Thank you.
Hi, Craig. What you got for me now?
One last question. I'm going for a car this weekend. I'll get a new car. I've been trying to get one doing Mercury retrograde, I guess.
Oh, God.
And it
hasn't
worked out.
Good.
But do you see it working out? You see it working out Friday?
If you had bought that car during Mercury retrograde, it'd have broke down before Halloween.
Oh, Lord.
So you were being prevented from doing that. That's a big ticket item, which we tell people during Mercury retrograde. Don't ever buy anything big ticket because it's not going to work out. So thank you, God, that they stop you. Now you want to buy the new car? You can. It'll go through. Mm-hmm. But wait till after Friday. You know, we end Mercury retrograde Thursday, but I'd say wait till after Friday. Like if you went out Saturday and looking, a good possibility you'll be in a car.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And also, get it cheaper. So whatever you were looking for earlier that you would have had to spend $15,000 or $20,000, you can now anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 cheaper for that vehicle you were looking at. So it's a blessing the way around. It was a blessing that you waited. You were delayed for a reason. So now you're going to get even a better deal.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Wishing you the best, sir. All right, you're listening to Free Psychic Readings Wednesday with Linus and Nina. Nina is off today because she's celebrating her birthday. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914, and the chat room is open. And somebody wanted to know about their love life. Okay, I'll be right back. Let me answer one more question here on the air, and then I'll come to the chat room. Okay, so next caller up is area code 347. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm happy. How are you?
Terrific.
That's great.
Yes, ma'am. And how can I help you today?
I want to move, and I don't have a job, and I'm going to be getting, like, a surgery, so I don't know when I'll be able to get back to work afterwards. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, when I'll be moving or how I'll be moving or when it'll all work out for me.
Okay, but Keisha, you said you don't have any money. How can you move?
Well, I need a job.
Oh, you want me to look for, see what job is coming up for you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
when I'll
okay.
be able to get a job, yeah.
Oh, have you applied, put applications in anywhere?
Well, one a temp agency had called me for something, and I didn't get one of them, but she said, I guess it was, I still possibly could get another one, but I'm getting a surgery next week, and I have to, I guess I'll be taking time to recover. So I'm just trying to figure out.
There's no job that you're trying to get right now then. Because if
right.
you don't want to get a job and they have you come to work and then you're going to be off for 3 weeks.
Right.
Because of your surgery. So yeah, you got to wait till after your surgery. Your surgery's next week. You're going to be off for what, 3 weeks? I just said 3 weeks. How long are you going to be down?
I don't know.
After your surgery.
On my body, yeah.
Okay. I see the 1st of November.
Okay.
And I'm seeing numbers 3, 4, and 5. So it must be on those days that you'll get hired. So what I want to tell you is in October, when you,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you feel like and you're up on your feet and everything,
mm-hmm.
start putting in applications because you're going to start work the 1st week of November.
Okay.
I see they're showing me 3, 4, 5. So one of those days, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, which I don't know. Let me see if I can see where is November. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in November. So some places you can put in applications on Saturday. Just depends where. But the 3rd and the 4th
mm-hmm.
for sure. Yeah, you should be, not applications, but get hired. Yep.
Okay, on one of those days.
Yeah, and the company, let me tell you what they're showing me right now. I'm seeing something green. They're showing me the color green. I don't know what that means. Maybe when you go to fill out applications, wherever if
mm-hmm.
you see something green, that's the job.
Okay.
Wherever this green color is, that's the job you're going to get hired in. And this is permanent. I don't see temporary. This is a permanent position.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. 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 No temporary. It's all permanent. But, yes, it'll come up. So go ahead. Don't worry about it. Do your surgery. Recover. Get back in good health. And
mm-hmm.
then put your applications. And if you can, Keisha, do it on the computer. If you can do it online. Okay, because
mm-hmm.
that'll help you, you know, while you're recovering, that you can do some of them online, and then by the time you're through, you can go in and start doing your interviews. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm wishing you the very best, young lady, and I'll also be praying for you that you have a good recovery, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 678. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, you're on the line.
Hello. I was just calling to find out about my love life.
Okay, and who is this?
Ginger.
Okay. And Ginger, is there anybody you're seeing right now that you want me to concentrate on?
I'm not seeing no one, but I was involved with somebody for 4 years.
Okay, and how long ago was it that you two broke up? Was it, like, real recent?
Oh, I just had a baby by him, so. We just been with each other for 4 years.
Okay, so are you guys together now in the same household?
No.
Okay, but you are seeing him because he's the baby's daddy, right?
Yeah. But not a lot.
You know what? I pick up that you still care a lot about this guy.
Yeah.
That's hard for me to see another guy coming along because your feelings are strong
that's
still
the problem.
Toward him.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
So do you two have understanding that all he does is come to see his child and that's it? There's nothing between the two of you?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he looking like maybe he can get back in the door?
No, none of that. He's not. Okay. He's not interested in a relationship or nothing like that.
Okay. All right. Your stomach is stressed because I can feel it in mine. You want change, and you want change now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. I've been going through a lot, so.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can feel it in my stomach. You know what I'm going to tell you right now, Ginger? Let that go for being with a man right now. You need to clean up some stuff in your life. You know what? You need to put some people straight. Because they're not even, angels are not even showing me another man. They're showing me you, that people have taken advantage of your kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
That's it.
They're not there when you need them, you know,
mm-hmm.
to help you.
Yeah, I've been going through all that within the past years. Cleaning people out of my life, like you said.
Cleaning house, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby girl.
Boy.
Oh, boy. Okay, well.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, angel. All babies are angels.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what I see. Once you clear that up, then the universe will open the door for the man to come in. But you just need to get it straight. Like, you know, somebody call and they're like, well, Ginger, you know, do you think I could get $20 from you? I'm out of gas. Oh, well, I guess you'll be walking.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
You look out for Ginger
and
your son. That is not being selfish or haughty, none of that. You come first.
Oh.
Your baby come first. So
sure. If
it's not about Ginger and her son, see ya. Don't want to be ya. Okay? And any guy that you get with or interested with, you let him know you come in twos. Because not only is he respecting
right.
and loving you, he's got to respect and love your son. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. So for right now, clear your stuff up. Call next Sunday, and Nina will be back on, and both of us can see what we see in the future for you. But right now, the angels are showing me you need to clear up some stuff in your own life before that door can open and bring another man in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
I know
I've been
it's a
doing
hard
that,
task.
Though.
I know you don't want to hurt people's feelings, but you know what? Self-preservation is number one.
Yeah.
I tell
I
you,
learned
people
that the
will
hard
drive
way.
You crazy. Ginger,
yep.
You could have, I'll just say, like diabetes or high blood pressure, and people will upset you knowing that you have these concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you really worried about me? Or are you trying to drive me to the grave?
Right.
So you understand what I'm saying? Like, I can't use you in my program no more, dude. I can't use you, girlfriend, because it's just not between me and you. It's not working. You know, God bless.
Yeah.
Wish you the very best. You understand.
I
know you because I can
too?
Feel it. Huh?
I got to cut the baby daddies off, too?
Yeah. Would you say you need to tell them off, too?
Cut them off.
Oh, cut them off.
Or just,
if,
yeah, or just not have. I mean, it's hard for me to get over this. This is my main issue. So I can't, you know, get, you know,
and it takes time. Honey,
okay.
It takes time.
Okay.
You're being honest. Listen, when people, I tell women and men, when they be talking about, yeah, I dumped so-and-so, I kicked him to the curb, and I'm looking for somebody else, come on. Be honest with yourself. You know you still care
exactly.
about the person. You're lying.
Right.
You know, and
right.
that's okay. Jesus Christ, it's okay. We're human beings. So, you know, it takes time. Once you get over it, then you be like, you know what? Bring it on. Let me pop my collar. I'm ready. And you will be, believe me. So work
okay.
on making Ginger and you and your kids happy, okay? And then the
yes,
rest will be
I'll
added
do.
To you. It'll be a bonus, okay?
Right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Love you, baby.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. Okay, you've been listening to Free Psychic Readings on a Wednesday with Linus, and I'm so glad that you called in, because believe it or not, we're at the end of the show. So I'm sorry. And I'm sorry to the person in the chat room, I didn't get to answer your question. Call in next Sunday or either come back in the chat room, okay? Thank you, everybody. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do.